In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Gospel reminds us today that faith in Christ makes a person whole, even one afflicted with disease. Searching for Christ like the lepers in the passage today, we will find a consistency and a wholeness to our very faith. This Sunday today is the eve of the birth of the Virgin Mary. We read, inspiring from the prayers of blessing the scapular of the Virgin Mary, of the power of devotion to her, even by way of inspiration. And we intercede with Our Lady that in the hour of thy death, she will crush the head of thine adversary, the ancient serpent, so that thou canst finally come as a victor into the possession of the palm and crown of the eternal inheritance through Christ our Lord. This prayer is said each time brown scapular is blessed, the person's instituted into the Society of the Brown Scapular. We also recognize in the appropriate way consideration of the choir hymn, the Sub Tuum Presidium, which I'd like to spend some time on, translated as the beginning, we fly to thy patronage. It indicates our extreme dependence on Our Lady. The Sub Tuum Presidium is probably the oldest Christian prayer dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, long used in the Eastern and the Western rites. What is the backstory, some of the larger story of the Sub Tuum Presidium? Well, in 1917, the John Reynolds Library in Manchester, England, managed to acquire a large panel of Egyptian papyrus, the exact area where they discovered this source from is unknown, but a certain 18 centimeter by 9 centimeter fragment contains the text of this prayer, the Sub Tuum Presidium, in Greek. And the fragment dates back to the 3rd century. The Latin translated version, Sub Tuum Presidium, the Latin version, dates to the 11th century, likely coming from the original Greek from the 3rd century on this papyrus. Some of us might think of the oldest prayer to Our Lady as the Hail Mary, which of course is scripturally based, but the Sub Tuum Presidium is held to be the Marian prayer of the early church. Translation would be, under your mercy we take refuge, Mother of God. Our prayers do not despise in necessities, but from the danger deliver us, only pure, only blessed. The language seems, when translated this way, primitive and spare, but it is amazingly theologically accurate, and it contributes to that sense of wholeness that I'm indicating that is characteristic of the Catholic faith. Sean Tribe of the New Liturgical Movement and frequent writer on the web explains, like all ancient prayers, the Sub Tuum Presidium has a noble simplicity and a conciseness of expression combined with a fresh spontaneity. Several biblical references are seen, the last term, blessed, referring to Elizabeth's salutation, Benedicta tu in mulieribus, blessed art thou among women, from the Gospel of Luke. But next, Sean Tribe comments on a theological point about this wholeness that I can find for us, on the theological value of this prayer. A first remarkable point resides in the fact that the Egyptian Christian community turns directly to Mary and asks for her protection. And we see here that Christians have long realized that the Virgin is close to their sufferings and asked her help explicitly, thereby recognizing the power of her intercession. And three fundamental truths are admirably synthesized here. One, the special election of Mary by God, because the language says, quote, only blessed. Two, the perpetual virginity of Mary. The language of the prayer says, quote, only pure, end quote. And the divine motherhood of Mary, quote, mother of God, mother may be considered as a pure, a translation of genitrix, which is in the prayer. It's an interesting thing to see that a challenge to the Marian devotions then is clarified and dismissed in virtue of translating the subtum presidium. The challenge, in the early centuries, it was considered that it was wrongly considered false that Mary was the mother of God. In her intercessory power of Theotokos, that is Christ-bearer, that she gave birth to Christ, was seriously questioned. This was a topic at Council of Ephesus in the 400s. Looking back, this challenge to Theotokos in the 5th was considered, was thought by some to be an invention at Ephesus, this Theotokos. But the Subtum Presidium, which we can trace to the 3rd century, 130 years before Ephesus, tells us differently. It uses that theologically accurate language in it. In this way, the designation of Mary as Theotokos is verifiably true by the words of the Subtum Presidium during the 3rd century. And it illuminates then for us the long-standing underpinning of Mary, Theotokos, Christ-bearer, that is, that she bore a son who was also God. We can repeat then, the Subtum Presidium is wonderfully theologically accurate, and like that prayer at the scapular investiture crushes the error easily. We return to the gospel then to consider it differently. It says, arise, go thy way, for thy faith has made thee whole. That is, whole and entire. The leper was made cured, whole and entire, like our faith, which includes these truths of the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, able to intercede for us when we fly to her patronage. Like the gospel today, faith in Christ makes a person whole, even when afflicted with disease. So we're confident in Our Lady. When we're searching for Christ, like the lepers in the passage today, by flying to patronage of Mary, we find a consistency and a wholeness in our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.